USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package approved by Congress to help fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Meanwhile, the president canceled a planned trip to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The White House saying the visit would distract health officials while they're trying to stop the spread of the virus. President Trump holding a town hall that was sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last evening, asked about his tough, no-nonsense style of politics, he says.
Call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is. We have to fight back. If we don't fight back, you won't be a fan of mine very long.
A better-than-expected jobs report for February showing around 273,000 jobs were created nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.